All right, well done on the rejoin there. Very nice job, gentlemen. I think it's only fair, one Long Island legend welcoming another one onto the show, little Billy Joel bumper as we say hello and good morning to Bill O'Reilly. Of course, BillO'Reilly.com is where you find him. And this week, you know, Bill was off last week, as you heard, with the morning update. But he comes back this week, and I'm watching his show on Monday, and he's talking about his trip down at Mar-a-Lago and his lengthy visit with former President Trump. Bill, good morning. Thanks for being here. And I appreciate you sharing this story with the audience here in Kansas City.
Sure. I had dinner with him a week ago, and it was a long dinner. That was before all of the indictment stuff. I wouldn't, Pete, ask him about his legal situation anyway, because when I'm invited to have, you know, dinner or lunch with the president, it's at his behest. And, you know, he chooses the topics. Now, that didn't used to be the case when I was friends with Donald Trump before he was president, because then I would, you know, ask him anything I wanted. But you have to respect the office of the presidency, even if the person isn't currently occupying it, and that's what I do. But the conversation was wide-ranging in two areas. Policy, I was very interested in his opinion about Putin and Xi. And essentially, he says they respond to power. Mm-hmm. And so he presented himself to them as not a threat, number one. The United States is not a threat to Russia or China in any way, and that President Trump, while he was in office, wanted to work out that would benefit both countries. That was his presentation. Mm-hmm. But then there was, after, you know, certain controversies arose, and the president told me this directly, that he said, look, if you start to cause trouble in the world, the United States will confront you. And if that means military, that means military. So he didn't issue specific threats, but he did make it clear that he wasn't going to back off about using America's power. Now, there's a different situation with Biden, obviously. Biden's a weak president, and there's no doubt about it. And that's why we're seeing this aggressive posture by Putin and Xi. On the other issues, he understands that his easiest pathway to the presidency is to put Ron DeSantis as VP. He didn't push back on that. But now with DeSantis, you know, saying stuff about the Stormy Daniels situation, Trump is furious about that. So that may have fallen completely apart. But, you know, look, both DeSantis and Trump, if they want to win, the easiest way for them to do that is to ally. Now, at this point, I would bet against that, but anything is possible.
You know, when you mentioned, Bill, and you alluded to it there, you know, your friendship with Donald Trump before he was ever a political candidate, how does that change, you know, the conversations you can have, and how have you seen him change throughout all this when he's less likely to be around individuals today who will, you know, shall we say, maybe call him out in ways that friends from 25, 30 years ago would? How has that changed him to some degree, if at all?
Well, number one, I don't call him. Okay, and when he wasn't in politics, you know, if I wanted to go to a game or something and, you know, I wanted some information from Donald Trump, because he knew everything about New York, New York politics, he knew business, whatever it may be. So we go to the game, I would learn a lot, and I could just call him up and go, hey, you want to see the Knicks or Yankees or Mets? And, you know, I get a yes or no on it. I can't do that now. And I have to wait for him to say, you know, come on down, or, you know, you want to do this, you want to do that, or he calls me on the phone. And I always say right up top, is this on or off the record? The reason that Donald Trump trusts me is I don't cheap shot him. But I'm no cupcake, and he knows it. I mean, I was on News Nation, and I'll be on there again tonight with Chris Cuomo on Monday. And Cuomo, you know, he hates Trump and bad-mouthing Trump and all that. And I called Cuomo out on it. I said, look, you're biased against the man. You're just biased against him. You're not taking into account the good things he did in the presidency. You never mentioned that. He goes, no, it's just my opinion, my opinion. And that's true, But I said, well, your opinion's biased. You're not giving him a fair shot. I do. And then Cuomo intimated that I was too soft on him. I said, all you got to do is Google O'Reilly Trump and take a look at the John McCain interview. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. And the when Trump said there were thousands of Muslims in the street after 9/11, I mean, he's not, no, there weren't. And I called him on it. And I always call him on it. We've had some very intense discussions that Chris Cuomo, I guess, wasn't aware of. But anybody could be if they just Google Trump O'Reilly. So anyway, I think, and we don't talk about this stuff, but I think he respects me because I've always given him a fair shake, as I did with Barack Obama.
So Bill O'Reilly's on KCMO. So now, Bill, of course, you were there visiting with him before all this, you know, indictment stuff came up over the last few days. Who, if Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, goes ahead with this thing, who's the ultimate winner in this potential fiasco if it does go down the way a lot of folks think it's going to go down over the next week or two?
No one. That's the answer. So I did an interview last night on the No Spin News on BillO'Reilly.com, and I, you know, I hope that KCMO listeners will consider becoming premium members so you can watch my newscast every night at your leisure. Okay, premium and concierge members go on to anytime they want. Pete Mundo is a member, so if that means anything. But I had Brett Tallman on, former U.S. attorney, who I think is one of the best and fairest analysts. And he said flat out, this case is never going to trial, ever. So it's going to be appealed, appealed, appealed. And if the state of New York doesn't respond to the appeals by throwing it out, then it'll go to the Supreme Court. And it'll be categorized in legal terms as a malicious political prosecution, which it is. This is a low-level beef. This stuff never gets prosecuted by Alvin Bragg, ever. I mean, you can sell fentanyl on the streets in New York, and he won't prosecute you, Bragg. And that's how bad this guy is. But he's going after this low-level beef. So everybody knows what this is. And when you get into political prosecutions, then you get into misbehavior in office. And so that's how it's going to come down. So Trump doesn't win because Trump is diverted and all of this, and he's got to be inconvenienced and he's embarrassed to some extent worldwide. Bragg, I think, is ruining his entire career, which is good because he's one of the worst district attorneys in the country. And the people of America, we're watching our country go down. This is certainly a down cycle in the USA's history, and nothing's being done about it because this gives Biden cover. Biden doesn't even try to solve problems. He just sits there and meets with Bruce Springsteen and Ted Lasso. I mean, that's what the man did this week. That's all he did. So nobody wins, and it will drag on. But I concur with Brett Tallman that this is never going to come to trial.
Yeah, that was he was great last night in that interview. So when you look at, and you alluded to it earlier, the DeSantis shot that appeared in the New York Post this morning, it looks like it's going to be on an interview with Piers Morgan that airs tomorrow night. It seems like it's the sign of what's to come over the next 12 months between Trump and DeSantis. The calculation by Team DeSantis is that Trump is vulnerable, obviously. They have not curried favor with Trump, didn't do it during the reelection bid down there in Florida. Do you look at Ron DeSantis and say this guy has the chops right now to beat a Donald Trump, or are you still skeptical, Bill?
Well, I wouldn't use the word skeptical about DeSantis. I think he's making mistakes. He made a mistake on how he framed the Ukraine situation. It's not just a matter of territory. And that hurt him. Those of us who understand what's going on over in Ukraine know that this is far more than Putin trying to, you know, rip off a few provinces in that country. So that's number one. That was a big mistake. And then he goes in and he doesn't have to mention porn star and Donald Trump in the same sentence, but does. That's a huge mistake because DeSantis is going to need Trump voters if he wants to be president. He's going to need them. So I don't even think at this point, and if you look at the recent polling, which is unreliable, of course, Trump is actually gaining in support in the Republican Party because of this. But DeSantis could defeat him. That's possible. But in the general election, you know, people who love Donald Trump, the MAGA nation, is going to have to vote for DeSantis. So are you going to just try to rip Trump up? That's not smart. And so right now, if I were advising Ron DeSantis, and I don't even know him, by the way, I've never spoken to him, I would say knock it off with the anti-Trump stuff. You don't need to do that. And Trump's followers are noting it. And they may stay home in the general if you get the nomination, and that will doom you.
Mm-hmm. And if Team DeSantis comes back and, you know, you give them that advice and they say, hey, but Bill, you know, he's been taking swipes at us. What about that? What about what Trump has been saying about us on his social media accounts? How would you respond to Team DeSantis if they said that to you, Bill O'Reilly?
Well, politics is a strategy. So Donald Trump is always going to attack. If Donald Trump feels disrespected, and he does, by Ron DeSantis, then he's going to attack. But that doesn't mean you have to attack back. So if I were DeSantis, I'd float above it. I'd almost make a joke out of it.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that I'm playing the long game.
Yeah.
I know everybody's human, and people attack you, and your tendency is to, you know, attack right back. And that's what Trump does every day. And that's a weak point in the Trump presentation, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How was that weather down there in Palm Beach, though, Bill? Was it out? Was it perfect?
Windy. It was a little windy. You know, it's really interesting. You guys live in the Midwest, and you don't have nearly the social problems that we have in New York. And millions of people are leaving New York, okay? And most of them are affluent taxpayers, and they're being replaced with migrants and poor people. So a lot of my business has moved to Florida.
Wow.
And I have to go down there. I lived in Florida for 2 years. I taught high school, as you know. And then I was based out of there when I was covering the wars in El Salvador and Argentina. So I know Florida really well. It's booming. I mean, DeSantis has done a great job in that state. Great job. And in March, it's windy. But it was nice, you know, up here in New York and in Kansas City, we've still got 30s, and, you know, down there it's 80.
It's hard to beat that.
You can do the math on that one.
49 and raining here this morning in Kansas City, Bill. Hey, we love having you. Thank you for fitting us into a busy week back, and we'll do it again soon. Bill O'Reilly, thanks so much, Bill.
Okay, love being on KCMO, and I'm glad you're doing well, Pete.
Absolutely. Bye. You got it. Bill O'Reilly, consider that premium membership at Bill O.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Riley.com.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.